Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners, and a happy Friday, TGIF. Kyle, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Terry. Another Friday, man.
Another Friday. Yeah. And you know what it is today? It's fraud alert day, my friend.
It is. And that's not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. Right. Do you have an April Fool's joke for us?
No, I did not bring one. That's you. You've got the bad jokes.
Well, do you know what state has the most streets, actually? It's a true story, actually. Rhode Island.
Got it. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, I got you to crack last week, so I'm okay with that.
Fair enough.
All right. What do we got going on today, my friend?
Well, I got Brad with us again to give us our fraud alert.
Brad, good morning, buddy.
Morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
Oh, living the dream.
You know, a little fraud alert again right here. You know, I got to love that little sound effects. What is the fraud alert? I love this part of the month when we get to have Brad on and do this. Learn a lot. Some of it's kind of scary.
Some of it is.
And right?
Yeah. I appreciate the listeners paying attention to it so that they can hopefully avoid a scam, right?
Brad, tell us, what do we need to avoid?
So, yeah, education, like you said, is a really big one, and that's kind of going to be the center point of what we're going to talk about today. Because what we're going to talk about today is person-to-person, P2P, as we call it for short, scams involving cash apps like Venmo, Zelle, and things like that. I'm going to focus particularly on Zelle because that seems to be where the trend of the fraud is right now due to its instantaneous nature of its transfers.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're going to hit on today.
Hey, Zelle.
Yeah. And I was going to say, there's probably a lot of people that don't know. But
I've never heard of Zelle.
Through your phone, through an app.
Sure.
You can transfer cash immediately to another person.
To another person using an email or a phone number. And that's going to be kind of at the core of what we're going to get at
here. All right.
So a lot of like other scams that we've talked about in the past, there's going to be something that's going to put those shades over your eyes and spur some kind of urgent action from you. Typically what we've seen happen is the interactions from the fraudsters are coming in either via text message or via an email. And it says something along the lines of one of these things where someone's attempting a $500 transaction on your Amazon, Walmart.com, some kind of common large retailer, or there's a problem with your direct deposit or employee payroll. We need you to reach out. Or this time of year, it's really popular because of tax returns. There's a problem with your tax refund.
Ugh.
Yep. And get that terrible pit in your stomach. So if you respond to that text or you answer that call, typically this is kind of the way it's going to flow. The fraudster is going to get you kind of flustered about what kind of urgent matter. Someone's trying to steal your money. So something's wrong with your tax return or your direct deposit. To stop this transaction from going through or to get you your money back, we need you to send the money to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So apps like Zelle use an email or a phone number to transact. And the person on the other line is going to, you know, appear to be very friendly, very helpful. And what they're going to do is they're going to instruct you to send yourself $1 to $500 somewhere in that increment. They like to keep it low and do it multiple times so it stays under daily transaction limits. And what they're going to do is they will have you verify your email, your phone number, something like that. And they will actually link, if it's not already done on your own Zelle account, like you guys said, you don't know too much about Zelle if you don't have one. What they're going to do is they're going to have you pay yourself by putting in your phone number or email that they have now obtained and linked to their Zelle account. And that money you think is being transferred to yourself is going to their Zelle account. So at that point, Zelle is great. They got multi-factor authentication. The fraudsters got you on the line. They're going to ask you for that code. Do not give out that code. That is the key to the kingdom. You can initiate the transaction, but without the verification code, it won't transfer. That's the security feature built in because it's instant transfer of money. If you give that code out, you have handed that person cash. That it is gone.
And there's no going back.
There is no going back. So that's really the point where you need to ask yourself, I'm sending myself money. I have to pay money to get my money. That's always at the core, somewhere where the fraudster's scheme kind of breaks down. The other part is if you've got multiple transactions like this they need you to do, they're going to have you rinse and repeat until either you realize it or you've run out of money. Sure. And it actually stops and overdraws your account. So it's super ugly. Tips to avoid it. Basically, the end all is don't press send. I channel Herm Edwards on that one. Don't press send, because if you need to think about it this way, would you hand this person a $100 bill for whatever it is that they're saying is being done? Because that's what you're doing. Your liability, members, listeners, your liability begins the moment you press send and you send that money out the door, because you have essentially given them cash. Totally different story than some of the other scams we've had where your account gets taken over, your device gets taken over, someone steals your phone or your card, and then they rack up a bunch of charges. You're never liable for those because you didn't hit the button. The ugly part about this fraud is you are the one hitting the button sending the money.
Unbelievable. Brad, time is running out here on today's show. Listeners, great, great contact here. We do podcasts every show, so if you want to go back and listen to any of our other fraud alerts, simply visit wmtradio.com/podcast. Brad, thank you for scaring us.
Sorry, guys.
It's true, though. And hey, best advice, if it feels wrong, it probably is.
Right.
So trust your gut
if
on that.
If it's too good to be true.
Yeah. Contact us. Yes, if absolutely. Some of these guys are trying to pose as like the fraud department for bank or the credit union.
Yeah.
Just call the local credit union. Come into the branch. We can see what notes our actual fraud department have put on, and we'll tell you if it's legit or not.
What's the best way of connecting with you guys?
ShorelineCU.org.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.